Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, final day of June, June 30th, 2020. We are at the midpoint of the year. Halftime of 2020. So is it 10-10? Anyway, small attempt at humor. So, been working like crazy, my team and I, and we came up just a little bit short. Jeff is here. Happy halftime to you. Came out just a little bit short of launching our newest promotion, which is a fantastic resource that I'm going to offer to all business owners and entrepreneurs at zero cost. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of legal documents, real money paid to real lawyers. We've used these documents for years, and we have decided in these crazy, chaotic times, we're going to give them away. They're all for a specific purpose. I'm not going to reveal what that is. I'll save that for tomorrow. But I was going to make that today's Topical Tuesday video. It was going to be the topic is my newest free offer to business owners. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about what I was going to cover tomorrow on World Wide Web Wednesday. So it's my platform, and I'm going to switch the days. So fear and negativity. Especially here in an election year, and we are in a senatorial election here in Arizona, a crazy one. And the presidential campaign, I forgot what even that office is, but these two ridiculous characters, we always get the choice of the lesser of two evils. You thought 2016 was bad. This is absolutely crazy this year. And so the ads are almost invariably nonstop negativity. Once in a while, they attempt to throw something in positive, but I saw a Joe Biden ad where he started out all positive. I'm going to cast a vision, and I'm going to get us back to wherever, and I'm going to bring everyone together. And then, of course, they couldn't help. I would say he, but he, of course, obviously is not in charge of anything, including tying his own shoes or knowing what his own name is. But whoever's writing the script and putting the things together decided that's enough, the positivity, let's get to what works. And then he launched into, not like my opponent, who's all about division and all in it for himself, and he doesn't care about you, and blah, and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. You know what? It works, folks. So all the time you hear, oh, and once in a while a politician foolishly says something ridiculous like, I'm not going to do any negative ads against my opponent. I'm going to run a positive campaign. It's the last you ever hear of them because that stuff doesn't work. And what does this mean for you and your business? It's the same in a business. It just doesn't work. It works in a vacuum. If you were running unopposed, you would only speak positive about what you're going to do in the future and the vision and all that kind of stuff. Same thing in your business. If you pretty much have no competition, no sharp competition, no one that's my client, for instance, no one that gets advice from me so they don't really know what they're doing, and it's too easy to get all the customers, clients, patients, members that are in the marketplace, then you can be all positive. Hey, we do this, we do that, we do this. But if you have any kind of competition at all, like for instance, listed on Google.com, somebody types in what they're looking for, they get, you know, just on the first page, 10 or 15 different choices, including the local choices and all that, and then they can go on to the next page and the next. They have hundreds of choices, or good old yellow pages or anything like that, you know, all the choices all together, that's not the place to just be flowery and positive. You've got to take a lead from the political candidates and use what works, fear and negativity. And especially during this whole great shutdown, we're reopening, we're not reopening, we're taking a step backwards, this, that, whatever. It's all about fear. None of it makes any sense. None of it is scientific based. None of it is health-based. None of it is about what anybody cares about anybody. It's only what authoritarian, arbitrary ruling they want to make today that's different from yesterday. Masks work, masks don't work, we're opening, we're not opening. This thing is spreading wildly. We have it under control. No, it's spreading wildly again. We're going to ban travel. We're going to open travel. We're going to ban travel. Nobody knows what's going on, except that it is tremendous amounts of chaos. By the way, in case I forget, this is a good time to let you know that you can go to profitfromchaos.com and stop being miserable from chaos, because I don't have a website called Misery from Chaos. I have profitfromchaos.com. I have my free report, How to Profit from Chaos, and I have my private Facebook group, Profit from Chaos, that you'll get an invitation to when you go to profitfromchaos.com, and then I will help you every single day to profit from all this craziness and chaos and absolute nonsense that's going on all over the place. There are companies still bringing in records amount of money and having record growth, even with all the bankruptcies being announced and all the closings and openings and closings and whatever's going on. But I digress. So here's one place, since this is the message of World Wide Web Wednesday, one place that negativity and fear does not work, and that's not because it doesn't work, it's because it's frowned upon. It's not allowed. It's not promoted. It's not encouraged. And that's on Facebook. Facebook puts itself out as a happy place. They want you talking about happy things. Look what we did on our vacation. Look, it's our anniversary. It's somebody's birthday. Look at my dog doing this. Look at my kids doing that. Look at the new whatever I got, or the place I'm going, or what I'm eating for lunch, or... It's all about positivity and connecting with friends and family and sharing positive experiences. They absolutely frown on negativity. So there's such a thing in the world of people who produce ads, marketing for Facebook. The biggest thing is known as compliance. You can't just take advertising and marketing messages that work, because that's mostly fear and negativity based, as I shared earlier. You have to make it Facebook compliant, which means only happy, positive, fun messages. And that's really difficult. It's difficult in a competitive arena to win with pure positivity. But that's what you got to do on Facebook. So understand that whatever you have working everywhere else, it's likely that it's working if you're in a competitive environment, because it's fear and negativity based. But if you want to bring that onto Facebook, you're going to get real frustrated, and your pockets and bank account are going to empty out into Mark Zuckerberg's pockets and bank account, because they're not going to show your negative messages to anywhere near the number of people they would show them to if they were positive messages. So you got to be Facebook compliant, meaning positive. Everywhere else, fear and negativity reigns supreme. And I hope you take that to the bank. Oh, we got some questions, comments, concerns. A whole bunch of people are here. Jeff says, that is what fast forward is for. Should have recognized it at the time you said it, but I was in the middle of whatever I was saying and didn't want to lose my train of thought. But there you go. I'll just translate it and say fast forward is for anything you don't like. Oh, for all the political commercials on TV, you're probably saying. Yeah, well, not if you're me. Not if you are an expert and a world-renowned authority on advertising, and you're always asked about advertising, and you teach advertising, you use advertising, you hope people bring in millions and millions of dollars with it, you study advertising. So in the case of people like me, the fast-forward is for the actual shows. And then we watch and study and learn from and make tons of money from the commercials. And we'll fast forward through whatever nonsense they put on in between reality shows, game shows, soap operas, sitcoms, movies, whatever all that crap is. We want to get to the good stuff, the advertising and the marketing. I do the same thing, by the way. About once a week, I'll scroll through my Facebook thing, and I stop at the ads. And I go right through all the other stuff, like here's my dog and my this and my whatever. Once in a while, I'll stop and say happy anniversary to somebody or something like that. But for the most part, yeah, people that are focused on making money or getting elected or vaulting into success in anything in life, or paying attention to the advertising and marketing and the sales. Because no matter how well you do anything, no money comes in unless you get real good at that stuff or hire somebody to do that stuff for you. But just ignoring it, fast-forwarding through it in your business life, your personal life, of course, that's your choice, that's fine. And not everyone is obsessed as I am with my chosen career subject matter. However, once in a while I will stop and I'll watch a movie with my beautiful wife Michelle or Shaho or whatever, and we will not sit there and pause on all the commercials. But just up to me, of course. Fast forwarding is for the nonsense filler they have in between what's important, the advertising, marketing, and sales stuff. Hopefully that's important to you too as a business owner or an entrepreneur, not necessarily as crazy off the deep end obsessed as I am in your personal life. And that'll do it. Thank you, Jeff, for the input. Everyone else watching live on the replay. I'll be back tomorrow on Worldwide Wednesday, but I'll have a topical Tuesday message for you. Big launch of an amazing resource you're going to love if you use this strategy in your business. You won't want to be without it. And I'll share that tomorrow, and I'll see you then. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making.